Welcome back to Money News. Happy Australia Day to you. This time on a Thursday, we always talk to Charlie Brown. Life and Technology is the segment. And Charlie, Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you? In good shape?
Oh, good, mate. Big summer and back at work now and rocking through into a big 27.
Hang on, wait on. Everybody's listening to this. If they've got a broadband connection of any quality, and probably spent most of the summer on holidays watching either Stan or Netflix or one of the streaming movie services. That's pretty much it, isn't it? Because this has now become, in a very short space of time, the thing that people do. They get the series, they watch them, they binge on them and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the binge watching, especially over the summer, has been massive. There's been a lot of coverage on that, and especially with a new player entering the market before Christmas with Amazon and their...
Now, hang on, Charlie, because I subscribe to Amazon. I think it cost me 10 or 14 bucks a month. Maybe I've gone a bit overboard. Maybe I'll have to pull my head in on this one because I've also got Netflix. But I did that so I could watch Jeremy Clarkson and the old Top Gear guys doing their new series called The Grand Tour. And it was fantastic and I really enjoyed it.
Well, it should only cost you about $3 or $4 US, Roscoe, so I'd look at that subscription that you've got there because it shouldn't cost you much more than that. Amazon had we found out about Amazon entering the market before Christmas. I heard about it from one of the TV companies that unfortunately told me that their smart TVs were being updated with the Amazon app. I said, why? You don't get Amazon. Oh, hang on a second. And then a week later, Amazon came out.
Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
But it's interesting because others have come into the marketplace. Now, we know that Prestel, which was the Seven Foxtel joint venture, disappeared. But QuickFlix, which was previously a video company and was sending DVDs out, it's now back in business again.
Well, it's got a new owner, and the new owner's been working in Hollywood for quite some time, over 20 years, and they're going to make it into a business that keeps its DVD rental business because that's still an $800 million a year business in Australia selling DVDs and Blu-rays. So they're going to keep that, but they're also going to focus on the latest release movies and being able to stream them, but at cheaper prices than what iTunes is offering people the ability to do it and making it platform agnostic. So it doesn't matter what platform you've got and you don't have to be part of the Apple ecosystem. You can get your movies from these guys. So they're going to come back and have another whack at it again. So there's going to be even more competition in the market, which is good.
Given the rollout of the National Broadband Network, eventually it's going to get out there, and also with cable internet that people have now got, you've got relatively higher speeds and most have got more bandwidth. Is there a time at which you're going to get live streaming of events? Is it likely that some of these big international companies could start to bid for Australian sports rights so that, you know, they could really take the rights to live sporting events, be it the Australian Open or the cricket, whatever it might be, away from the free-to-air television stations?
Oh, there's no doubt that is going to come one day. And we kind of have seen a little bit of that in reverse with Optus taking the EPL rights for the football from the UK. And they've had the jury's out on how successful they've been with that so far. But you look at the Trump inauguration, Roscoe, they had 20 million people watching the CNN live stream online. I mean, that's big numbers. So there's no doubt that sport's going to head that way in some way, shape or form in the future.
There's no doubt. I tell you what, great to have you on the program, Charlie Brown, Life and Technology.